crane spotting has become a pastime in Nashville, but it's possible to overlook the most powerful equipment in town. They've not been towering next to new buildings, but instead doing the grunt work of replacing 8 interstate overpasses around downtown. TDOT hasn't used such mighty machines before, and as WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, they've gained a cult following.
As he drives through a construction site with dozens of yellow excavators, front-end loaders, and cranes, project manager Mark Rothwell sounds like a coach who loves having a deep reserve of all-star players. His team has 3 levels of backup equipment on hand, so there won't be any delays when they demolish and replace an old bridge in just 58 hours.
Yeah, we had one 500-ton crane sitting up on top, and then we had a 300-ton crane and the 660-ton 2800 sitting down below. And they had to move to pick each span.
He's talking about some serious power, 10 times stronger than the tower cranes dotting the surrounding skyline. These rolling behemoths make it possible to lift, or in the lingo, to pick pre-made bridge spans and then slide them into place.
They're going to be around 320,000 pounds. We'll pick them, walk them out onto 40, drive them approximately a mile, takes about 30 minutes, and then offload them with 2 600-ton hydraulic cranes and set them into place.
The spectacle is catching attention. Unlike road projects that snarl traffic for years, this so-called Fast Fix 8 does completely close Interstate 40, but only on a dozen weekends. Each time so far, they've reopened the highway several hours early. TDOT is stoking interest with time-lapse videos, now viewed more than 45,000 times on YouTube, says spokeswoman BJ Dowdy.
You know, we're getting tweets, for instance, from Yazoo Brewery, who wants to go buy all these guys a beer after watching the time-lapse video. People are getting into watching this. When they see what looked like a bunch of chaos, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, there's a bridge sitting there.
It's such a curiosity that people have pulled off the side of the interstate to ask questions. Officials warn against that. But the last big installation will be over Charlotte Avenue, and they're inviting crowds to watch that on the last weekend in October. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.